AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to AP McCoy's Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined by AP to look ahead to the Sandown card on Saturday. Tingle Creek is the feature and it should be a great day's racing. We're also going to look at three races at Aintree, two of those over the national fences. So a great day's racing in all. Morning, AP.
Good morning.
Really good day's action today, isn't it?
Very competitive racing, obviously, yeah. Big races at Tingle Creek and the beach, and very much looking forward to
it. Yes. We'll dive straight into the action, and we'll start at Sandown with the 12:20. It is a novice's hurdle over 2 miles and half a furlong. You ride Champagne at Tara here, AP, a horse that you quite fancied at Cheltenham last time, and he certainly ran well and must have every chance here.
Yeah, he's a nice horse. He obviously was a decent bumper horse. He won at Newton Abbott and was fourth at Cheltenham last time. That was a good run. His first run over hurdles, he skulled okay at home without being brilliant. And it's the right place to start him off. Obviously, the Paul Nichols one, Robrito, Valet, Chas, as that was called, is the one probably to beat, who was fifth last time at Cheltenham in a novice handicap. Has okay form. Obviously, you would expect the Nicky Henderson's horse to improve. For his couple of runs at Irish point to point, hopefully Champagne and Tara's got a good chance, but the Nichols one's definitely on the beat.
Okay then, next up is the 12:50. It is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles, a mare's handicap hurdle, I should say. Pretty open this, AP.
Yeah, pretty open. Tigress Blue won her last two. She's gone up plenty in the weights for her two wins. She won pretty well at Chepstow last time. But this is definitely a step up in class, if you like. And as I said, she's the best. She's £9 higher from when she won at Chepstow, so that's a mark that might slow her down a bit. Tom Simmons is Socialistica, won at Ascot, beat Top Totty. There's not much between them. Mrs. Peachy has decent enough form too, and is not without a chance. It's a hard one to call. Hopefully Tigress Blue is up to win again. Very open race, but hopefully Tigress Blue is up to win again.
Okay then, next up is the 1:20. It is a Thames Network handicap hurdle, class 2 event over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. These races are always very, very competitive, AP. This one is no different. You ride Upswing right down at the bottom there, so a pretty lightweight for you on the John Joe O'Neill charge, and you must think that's got a decent chance here.
Yeah, he's got a chance. He ran okay at Cheltenham last time. I was a little bit disappointed with him, to be honest. I thought he might have been a little fresh and better than that. So I was a little bit disappointed to be finished behind Whisper, who reimposes again today. And Whisper, actually, to be fair, is probably the one to beat. I know Upbeat the Board was second this year, Ray Chambertin in the fixed push final ahead at last time, which was a pretty good run as well. And Drum Valley did some pretty good form, but I think Whisper is the two Nicky Henderson horses at the top, are probably to the beat Whisper and Upbeat the Board. Another one that's sliding down the weight a little bit is Born of Don McCain. Whether he's up to win or not, I'm not sure, but he is sliding down the weight, that's for sure. The two Nicky Henderson horses will be the Board and Whisper are the two to beat. Hopefully Upswing's got a good chance.
Okay then, next up is the 1:50. It is the Henry VIII Novices Chased, a Grade 1 event over 2 miles. Great race this, AP. You ride Takanda Soy, a horse that obviously you know and get on with very well. But plenty of opposition here.
Yeah, tough race. Obviously, part of the success is obviously winning one or two out of three over fences. He fell at Cheltenham and he looked like he was going to win. And then obviously Cloak and Hinterland, there's not much between the two of those. You know, obviously Hinterland looked like he was just getting on top last time at Sandown and Grand Away on Seated Rider. But I'm sure he'll be better for the run Grand Away, and he's probably the one to beat. Tarquin de Sue beat Oscar Whiskey last time at Cheltenham, having won it fast last the time before. Very, very tough race. I would say, you know, Grand Away is probably the classy horse in the race and is probably the one to beat, but hopefully at the price he's tackling just suits a bit of value.
Okay then, the 225 is race number 5 on the Sandown card. It is a listed handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles a furlong. Another really, really competitive race here, AP. You ride Vulcanite for Charlie Longston. Where should we start with this one?
Yeah, Vulcanite, who's back over hers now, having been chasing, which he didn't seem to take too very well. So he's starting back over hers on a pretty high mark, so whether he's up to win the race, he gets off that kind of mark, I would doubt. But hopefully he's going to ride a nice race. River Meek of Nicky Henderson's has got some good form. Was last time it ran in the Supreme Novice Hurdle behind Champion Fever in my 10th year, so this will be a little bit easier. And he's definitely not a bad horse, and is open to plenty of improvement. Deep Trouble of Ben Cases is another one, who's got some good form as well. Was second last time behind Quick Jack at Cheltenham, and that's not bad form. And one at a big outsider that I actually think could run okay is Whitby Jack of Gary Murth. His horse is in good form, and maybe for the each way punter is looking for a horse at a big price, maybe Whitby Jack.
Okay then, very interesting there, Whitby Jack at a big price there in the 225. The 3 o'clock is the Tingle Creek Chase, a Grade 1 contest over 2 miles. Brilliant contest this AP, obviously no sprinter Sacra, which is a little disappointing, but that does blow it pretty wide open.
Well, yeah, I think it's wide open to a point. I think only one of the first three in the betting can really win, to be honest. Sarah Grugie, Captain Coleman, or Summersby. Obviously, Sarah Grugie got beat last time by Kid Cassidy, having won very well at Chepstow. Captain Conan was a decent novice. He won three grade one chases last year, including the Henry VIII chase here at Sandown. And Summersby won the Holland Gold Cup last time, and Exeter had the likes of Q Card behind him. I think one of them, I don't think any of the rest of them can win. I think one of those three probably just go for Sir de Grugie.
Okay, Sir de Grugie there in the Tingle Creek. The 3.35 is the final race on the Sundown card. It is the London National Handicap Chase over 3 miles, 5.5 furlongs, a real marathon trip. You ride Buddy Bolero here for David Pipe. Certainly a very interesting contender in an open contest.
Yeah, he was second. His only run, or his last run last time at Carlisle, ran okay. Before that, I'd won him last year, and I thought he'd was a horse with a chance going to the Cheltenham Festival, but that didn't happen, unfortunately. Although he was fourth, but was beaten far enough. He's definitely got a race today. Got a good chance in this race today. On his Carlisle run, and the obvious dangers, I think, could be the horse at the top, God's Me Judge, ran pretty well in his reappearance at Cheltenham, and is obviously a Scottish National winner. A few of the others, Bradley ran pretty well at Cheltenham as well. He's not without a little squeak, but hopefully Buddy Bolero could win, and the obvious dangers, God's Me Judge.
Okay then, that is the Sandown card. We'll just swiftly move on to Aintree. We're just going to preview the three contests there, and the first one that we'll look at is coming up at 2.05. It is the Beecher Handicap Chase over 3 miles and 2 furlongs, of course over the national fences. 24 runners down to go to post here, AP. Incredibly open. What would be your idea of the winner here?
Yeah, very open, as you said, on his own, from the William Mullins Devils. I suppose favourite, and probably rightly so. Got some good form. You know, he's definitely a classy sort of horse. And I wouldn't be, you know, he fell going out in the second circuit in two Grand Nationals, so he hasn't had a great record, if you like, over the fences, but maybe he'll have a bit more luck this time. Joined Together, I think, was second in this race last year. I think he was second to Hallow Bud. He's obviously got good course and distance for him, so he's not without a squeak. Across the bay of Dawn McCain's, he's got a little bit of good form as well. And Roberto Goldback of Nicky Henderson's. I would be very boring and go with On His Own. I think he's probably got the best form in the race. Another one right down the bottom, Mr. Moonshine, is a capable horse in his day, and he might be one to keep on the right side of a big price, but On His Own for me in that.
Okay then, On His Own for William Mullins there in the Beecher. Next up is the 240. It is a listed chase over 3 miles and 1 furlong. Just the 6 got to post here, AP, but some really interesting contenders, the likes of Wayward Prince, Wishful Thinking, Katenko, Union East, and the Giant Bolster. You know, I think there's only our Mick that you could probably confidently rule out here, but which one do you fancy?
Yeah, I think I'd probably just go for Union East to improve on his run at Weatherby. He's got a bit behind with Wayward Prince. The form of this, I suppose, is maybe let down a little bit yesterday by Harry Topper. Who ran behind him in the Charlie Hall chase. Katenko's a pretty classy horse as well, although he fell last time. I think it's seen Katenko and Union East. I think those are the two main ones for me, and it's I'll just go for Katenko.
Okay then, Katenko the pick there in the 240. The final race that we'll look at is the Grand Sefton, a handicap chase over 2 miles, 5.5 furlongs. Once again, the Grand National course that's coming up at 3:15. Another very open one here, AP. Dunoan Point would probably have a chance for the McCain team, but another really, really competitive affair.
Yeah, he is probably the one. Dunoan Point is probably the one they've got to beat. I maybe like Midnight Appeal of Alan King's. I think he's got good chances. He won well enough last time, I think, at Bangor. And I could see him performing. I could see him running pretty well. And another one at a good sort of price that I like is Storm and Exit of Jim Goldie's. He's a 10-year-old now, and he's got been around a bit, but I think he's capable at a big price. But yeah, very tough race. The usual ones, as you say, Dunoan Point, Toblerone. He's not without a chance at Dan Skelton. He's after winning a couple, I mean, pretty impressive. And you're busy of James Nash, he's coming over from Ireland. He's got decent chances as well. I think Dunoan Point is the one to beat. If I was going for an outsider, I'd go for Storm and Exit.
Okay. Great stuff, AP. Thank you very much for your time. Best of luck with those selections and with all your mounts today, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.